It is time for us to get in the Word of God on the Morning Munch. That's always good.
Always good.
That's right. Get our day started out right. And joining us once again, a good friend, Ms. Deanna Lamb from Broken Chains Church. Well, we're glad to have you in with us and here to share in the Word of God. So we're going to turn things over to you.
Excellent. Well, good morning. I usually come in earlier in the year, so I'm a little late getting started this year on Morning Munch. I wanted to talk about all the things that God is, you know, not that we could cover that in a week, really. But I think sometimes people fail to grow in their faith. And I think they don't realize that faith is an ongoing growth, just like watching a child grow. And our Father wants to see us grow in our faith, to rely more on Him and less on our own understanding. And so I'm reminded this morning of 1 Corinthians 8:1-3, which dispels the myth that if you know the Bible, you must be spiritually mature. And that one says, "We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know. But the man who loves God is known by God. It's not important what you know, it's important who you know." And that's what I want to share this week. The other myth is that spiritual maturity is a private personal matter. It's not a private personal matter. Our spiritual maturity takes place in family. It takes place in the church family. It takes place with other believers around us. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So spiritual maturity, spiritual growth, you know, being in a better place today than you were a year ago. I really like to set my year with a focus and goals and not achieving things, but to know God more. And so we always put something before our congregation to say, you know, focus on this. In addition to everything God's doing in your life, we want to encourage and have some kind of common goal as well. And so our theme for this year is Make Jesus Famous. And so we've actually taken down anything inside our church that tells you what our church name is. We've publicized that. But what we're trying to be more bold and transparent in is who Jesus is and that it's about Him. So when I come across someone and I do something kind for them or I show God's love in some way, I definitely don't want to tell them where I go to church. I just want to point them to Jesus and make Him famous. And I think if we all did that together, you know, we actually could make Jesus famous. We can't be out there promoting ourselves or making it look like we've done something awesome. But with Christ on our side, we can do anything. And I think sometimes we fail to see how God is everything. So this week, I kind of thought we would talk about different, you know, some people call them names of God, attributes of God. So starting tomorrow, I'll get into some of those. But I just wanted to read the list I wrote in a real quick second, who God is to me. And I wrote, God is Father, Healer, Comforter, Peace, Provider, King, Warrior, Lion, Creator, Hope, Health, Power, Righteous, Food, Living Water, Unfailing Love, Wisdom, Author and Finisher of my Faith, Savior, Bright and Morning Star, Lord, Great Physician, Light of the World, Truth, Shepherd, Defender, Lamb, Perfect and Holy, Friend, and Joy. That was just, you know, real quick, those things that I wrote down. But who is God to you? Do you know Him? And do you know Him more today than you did, let's say, a year ago, a month ago? Because this life that we have the opportunity to grow, to know Him more. And then we get our focus off of ourselves and we realize it's all about Him. In a struggle, it's about Him and who He is to us. In our rejoicing, it's Him and what He's done for us. And in our need, it's Him and what He can be for us. And so when we start to turn to Him for who He is instead of what He's got for us, that's a sign of maturity. It's knowing Him and realizing the only thing that matters is that. At the end of the day, he who dies with the most toys still dies, but are you going to live? And so I just want to encourage you this week and today to think about who Christ is for you, in you, and venture out to know Him today and get your mind off yourself and let Him show you in new ways part of Him that you didn't know before. And I think that's so exciting when you learn to know God in a way you never knew. I'll give you a real quick example. I always knew Him as Creator. I grew up a good Catholic girl with great Bible stories taught to me, amazing reverence for His house. But I never knew Him as Healer until I got cancer. Then I knew Him as Healer. Never knew Him as Provider until my husband and I struggled to put food on our table, you know, when going through those early days of raising a family. So do you know Him today? And that thing that you're missing, that thing that you're hurting for, the thing that you need, maybe it's comfort, maybe it's joy, maybe you're suffering depression or anxiety. Let Him show you peace and joy, and He can be that for you. And that's what I got.
That's a good word for us, Deanna. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Sure. Lord, I thank you for this amazing day, even the wind, which dries up everything. So, Lord God, I just ask that we walk today knowing who you are. And I know that you will speak to hearts today. I thank you in advance for being for us what we lack in ourselves. You're the only thing that can complete us. You're the only thing that can fill us, guide us, and direct us. So for those today that don't know that you more than anything but judge or creator, I pray today that they learn to know you as Father, Helper, and Friend. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Deanna Lamb joining us this morning from Broken Chains Church, where Jesus is made famous. Tell us about Broken Chains.
Broken Chains. We're kind of a loud bunch. Not typical, and not that it's any better. It's just different. We have church on Friday nights. We don't have Sunday morning service. Something new this year is we actually only have church on Friday nights. We no longer have our Tuesday service. We found ourselves getting so busy doing church that we felt like it was hindering us from being the church. So we put all our eggs in that basket. We like to drink coffee and hang out. So if you like that later night type of atmosphere, you're not a morning owl, it might be a good fit for you. Or just stop out and check it out on a Friday night. We're in the Bowling Green Mall, the Woodland Mall there on the north side of town on Route 25. We have a thrift store next door, too, that actually, the proceeds actually support our ministry for our homeless outreach, our food pantry, and things like that. All clothes are a dollar. So actually, that's way more exciting than we are because it's really amazing. You know, we can't take credit for that. We have some amazing ladies that run the store for us. So that's called The Fringe.
And if folks want to find out more information?
We have a website, brokenchainschurch.org. And our Facebook is BCC Broken Chains Church.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, Deanna, for being in this morning.